Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Kelek Ad-Kalar, the Cleric Wizard.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Hi there, I'm Ravs, and today I'll be playing Johan, the Storm Sorcerer.
Thanks to our regular sponsor, D&D Beyond, the official Dungeons & Dragons toolset. Create your free account and speed up your campaigns today.
Welcome back to High Rollers. On the last episode, in the ruins of Kamina City, known as the City of Glass, the party fought against a corrupted guardian called Herald, who had embraced the power of Hadar, the Crimson Star, to feed off the life force of other guardians she had lured there in an attempt to keep herself alive and to fulfill her guardian purpose. Joining forces with a Knight of Kallus and his sorcerer companion, the party were nearly overwhelmed by scores of feral guardians. But eventually, the Herald was defeated and the group survived. Maximilian Taldros and Dana Gloamfire vanished in a spell, and Sentry united the Herald with her echo, and with help from Lucius, helped to restore her sanity and the goodness from its memory. The Herald, determined to end her life in payment for the lives she had stolen, but was persuaded by Sentry to join them until she redeems herself. The party left to recover, repair the ship, and now begin their journey to find Volcanos, a secret facility which houses the Prime Guardian. That's where we pick up. We are going to do a little bit of, not necessarily retconning, but in the 2 days that you were in Imixan, I know that some of you had some things you wanted to do. So before we crack on, I know Tom and, Quill and Nova specifically had things they wanted to do. So should we do Nova first?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So this is for the project you spoke to me that you wanted to work about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole project will cost you about 300 gold in raw materials, which you can buy in installments.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to mark off, say, 100 gold now, you can do that. That purchases lots of leather, metal bindings, things that you're going to need to kind of create the actual enchantments, but you're going to need to keep supplying those. It will take about 3 weeks of construction. You're going to need to get the measurements and the design based on his other feature.
Who? What?
What's the project?
You will also need to make a series of checks as you build it, basically. Now, you can have other people make these checks, so if you want to have somebody in Imixan do the first one, mm-hmm. you can do that. That's not a problem. It'll cost you about 5 gold for a skilled artisan to make the basic thing.
We've already done that off.
I have done that.
Camera.
So,
okay.
Yep, that was a success. So, one of those checks is now complete. You need 2 more leatherworking checks and 1 blacksmithing check. You will also at some point need to do some magical research to determine a rare component that will actually give the enchantment power.
I can't remember what she's working on.
Who knows? Only Nova knows.
You're making a wing.
So the main thing to note off is the 100 gold, and then 5 gold for the artisan, mm-hmm. and then one of your checks is complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the next couple of weeks, you're going to need to do some investigating and research.
Cosplay.
just as a point of clarification, so we made a slight mistake in shopping last
yes.
week, and I paid for learning heal major injury, which Nova can't learn yet.
It's
so we refunded the 250,
yes.
yeah.
of which Nova's.
For those nerds out there who are tracking this stuff,
yeah.
That's relevant. So that's the main thing. And the rest of you all see like Nova bringing on like big supplies of leather, you know, metal wires, metal clasps and bindings, like clearly construction materials for something.
I mean, hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Dinner thing.
Do you need some help carrying things? These are kind of heavy.
No, it's okay. I've got to work on my sweet guns.
Nice. Yes, I approve.
So that's pretty much what you wanted to do, wasn't it? So that's going to take you some time. You're going to have to devote a lot of time to that.
Has the wolf pack security gone up a little bit? Like people bringing goods on board?
I think that it probably would. I mean, for the most part, it's very obvious what Nova's bringing on board. But there is definitely a kind of... I mean, it's not their place to challenge you, right? You're the officers of the ship, but they are paying closer attention and kind of looking at what you're bringing on and things like that.
I think as well, if anyone actually wanted to search, she would happily be like...
Just let them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't actively, because to them that would be overstepping their bounds, right? Mm. They're your employees, but they are a bit more cautious. Quill, what did you want to do?
I want to send a message of sending.
So you cast
not,
sending.
Not to Vala, because she's off limits as far as I'm concerned. I want to send a message, a sweet little love letter to Maximilian Taldros, my new boo.
This is the Knight of Calistarbane that you temporarily joined for.
Very hurtful.
I mean, okay. And I want to rank
What do you
them.
Say? So you have 25 words with the sending spell.
So 25 words.
It, I know.
I have. I just need to we'll open it up in advance.
I promise.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just soaking the atmosphere. Drinking it in.
Okay. Soak it up.
So I've written exactly 25 words. Don't worry, this is.
I like that.
So I want to.
So this is the sending spell message.
The sending spell. So he is on a. He is in another realm, right?
Yes. So can you? I will roll a d100.
So there's a 5% chance this will fail to get to him, I guess.
So 95 or higher will fail. Nope. Go through.
Okay. I want to send him. You're an honourable man who works for good. We try to be the same. We will always keep your vows for Valor and for you.
Uh-huh. That's what you send to Maximilian.
That's what I'm sending to Maximilian.
Okay.
Oh.
So the message you get back, it takes a bit of time, but you get a message back in Maximilian's voice. Thank you. I'm sorry for Dana's actions.
Okay.
I hope we never need fight, but work towards a common goal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Valor will be safe. Praxis Fall, which you heard him say when he charged into battle last time.
We also heard on Aegis V.
Yeah, I think we know what that means, don't we?
It was the command to open the door. I think it's just a general Starbane.
You don't know what it means, yeah. It's not common. So it's spoken in common, but it's like some sort of other language, basically.
I feel like it's like, to victory, or something like that, you know? Like.
Possibly.
Death to Aurus.
Yeah.
Anything
else? Sucks.
Anything else from anyone else? So you have 2 days in there. So imagine that basically you have 2 days. You take a long rest, and then you get to wait for Quill's arm to be patched up and get the supplies, and the ship gets fixed, and then you scoot off. So if there's anything else you want to do, you originally planned like not spending too much time in the city itself, but it was more like if you wanted, like you guys could ask Quill to send a sending spell to somebody or something like that. You know,
I'm your boy. I'm your messenger.
I'm going to be encouraging Quill this whole time to send a message to Valor.
Please. But I don't think we can.
Why not?
Because we
do you not trust Valor anymore?
I do. I trust Valor, but she is in a massive ship with Starbane who infects people's minds with dreams. We've seen it happen with Nova.
Yet to trust a man we've just met.
In the same place.
But if Starbane is tracking anybody, he would be looking deep into the mind of his own daughter, someone who was travelling with us before.
And also his Knights of Gideon, who are basically the closest people to him.
But this Maximilian, he did show honour, and he did... He is a good person, and also it's the type of person I think that Starbane wouldn't be looking at. Valor, on the other hand, clearly still cares for us.
Quill, you're usually a man of facts, not assumptions.
Mm-hmm. True.
I just think you should be careful.
I'm being careful not sending a message to Vala.
Do I just want to know how she is?
She's okay.
Just let me know.
Good.
Is she okay?
I saw her. She's fine.
She doesn't look tired.
She didn't look tired.
She's getting her 8 hours
she's
of sleep.
She's getting well fed. She's getting her sleep. She's dressed very nicely. And she's under the care of Maximilian.
How many daggers does she have?
How many daggers? I didn't see any.
Carrying any weapons.
Unless she's concealing
Something's
them.
Wrong.
Or she's just
I would
safe.
Expect at least like 4 or 5 by this point, because she was building them up at a gradual rate.
Oh, so, I hope she hasn't got too many. That sounds like a lot for a child to
no,
have.
No, 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 I think it's good. It's good. Mm. It was very promising when she started to gather the weapons. Felt good about it.
Okay.
So you're not sending, you're not casting sending on Valor?
Not on Valor, no.
Okay. Anything else from anyone else? If not?
One night, yes. Maybe after I've gotten all my stuff.
Yes.
Can I, what would Quill be doing around, I don't know, say 10 o'clock at night?
You've only got one wing.
Not that. 10 o'clock at night, man, I don't know. Early bird gets the worm, he'd be sleeping. Right?
Late bird gets the worm too.
Welcome back, Rav. So if you're sleeping.
I'm getting ready to perch my sleep.
Okay, you just hear this.
Oh, okay. That's Nova. Nova, I know that's you.
Can I come in?
Yes.
Can I come in?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you just stick your wing out like this?
Like, what? Like, why?
Just stick.
Yeah, the, oh, yeah. Yes. Why?
I was going to pull out. Okay, hold on a minute. Just hold this.
What are you doing?
And then I've got a notepad and a pen, and I'm just like, if you're, okay, like, do this. White wave.
Waving.
Waving.
What are you doing?
Keep waving.
Nova.
Okay.
Is this to do with the materials you were bringing on earlier?
Actually, hold on. I've got an idea. And then I get the glamour disc out, and I like.
And scan him with the illusory device.
So how do you want me to stand?
Just like, yeah, wing out.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm wing out.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'm just gonna measure this.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna measure this. Shh. I'm gonna measure this. I'm concentrating. Shh. Okay. Cool. I think I've got everything. Bye.
Yeah. And the glamour disc is a perfect replica of like a little tiny 3D model of Quill. So.
I guess you're already gone, right?
Bye. Okay. Walks off. Right.
Hmm.
With that, you basically pass through and begin sailing out into the open ocean, heading towards the Hawkstorn Archipelago, a series of islands where Sentry now knows there is a volcano that leads to Volcanos, the secret facility that was once part of Solvin, the divine domain. About after the first day, Lookout, your guardian crew member, who's currently up on the top perch of the ship, calls out, probably about mid-afternoon, early evening. Something is approaching. I have something in the distance, quite small, approaching, Captain. And just calls down.
Can you identify what it is?
It's strange, Captain. It appears to be a very small thundercloud, but very small. Bigger than a man.
Lookout, have you taken a rest recently?
I have been achieving the most efficient level of rest, Captain, yes. I've been resting well and
you're reporting a cloud to me.
It is approaching it is not remarkably fast, but it is approaching towards us. It's not a cloud, it is moving like a creature.
Oh, okay. I'm going to message a ring, everybody, and say, there's something strange and small approaching us. Maybe we should be on alert.
Can I have a look? And looking at thunderclouds?
Yeah, you can. Make a perception check for me.
Do I still have the ring?
I don't know.
No,
that wasn't good.
I feel like I do.
Yeah. 11. Give us a riot for a bit.
I mean, you can. Yeah. You peer out, and at first, you think maybe it's just like a smudge on your eyes, and you kind of rub your eyes a little bit, but it's just like this tiny little black smudge, just flying. But you do hear a very faint peal of thunder, like.
Just a tiny, tiny little storm, like a little baby storm.
Should we deviate around this weather storm?
Arias, like, it's... The problem with our ship captain is it's quite large. It's difficult to maneuver quickly.
I mean, it's a tiny cloud. What can it do?
I mean, that's not a natural cloud, I don't think. And look at it. It is coming closer, Captain. It is moving at some speed.
Well, let's keep everybody on alert and make sure that it doesn't attack, I assume.
Maybe like a few minutes goes by and you see, approaching on the very far edge, a tiny flying cloud, upon which stands a man. And as it gets closer...
this is the best entrance ever.
Ravs, remind us what Johan looks like.
Okay, so we I think we have artwork as well. Not fan art. Official art.
Yeah,
of
it's in this ream that scrolls past, yeah, so you'll get to it.
Describe him anyway.
He's wearing like these kind of like blues and greys. He's got kind of a long coat on, lots of belts because he needs belts.
Of course.
He's got kind of long browny greyish hair and like kind of a bit of messy patchy like brown and grey beard. And he's got a big fishing rod in his back and a crossbow. And looks like he probably hasn't had a shower in a little while, but you know, right. He's cleaned all the blood off of him.
He is the shower.
There he is.
Yeah.
And he is, it appears that he, this human, and only a couple of you actually recognise him, and Johan, for your benefit, there's only a couple of people on this ship you recognise, but he appears to be standing on a 5-foot cloud, like a tiny little grey thundercloud that you can see, like little bits of like light, almost like little bits of lightning kind of inside it, and it's just, he stood on it, and it flies at his command.
I would say that I look a little bit like, oh god, I don't know how to control this thing.
He's kind of uncertainly wobbling around. Yeah.
But are you trying to look like
I'm trying to look like calm and composed, but I'm a little bit like, whoa.
Yeah. a little bit wobbly. Johan's benefit, the ship you are approaching, in some ways it could look quite ominous because it is this dark, kind of almost jagged shape on the outside. It looks like a shifting shadow on the outside, and it's got these sky sails on the side which kind of droop down like tendrils off of the shadow. And it has this big long prow ballista on the front and at the bottom. It's quite an imposing thing, but you see at least some familiar figures aboard it. You recognize Ayla, Nova, and Lucius. You also recognize Araya, who was there, when they last met Johan as well. But everybody else, there seems to be a large number of crew on board, and you recognise the bodies of Sentry and Quill, but they are no longer bodies, but standing and walking and talking.
Puppeteered.
Yeah, and you basically fly on over.
I'll go down to starboard side.
Okay.
No, port.
Left is port.
Yeah, that's port. Port side.
Okay.
Halt! Stranger, do not approach any closer.
I don't know how to stop this thing.
Why are you coming towards the storm chase?
It's a... names.
Johan!
That's the one.
What is a Johan?
I'm just going to, like, you know...
It does stop
off,
but it kind of, like... Yeah. You kind of jump off, you land on the thing, and then the
falls off the other side.
I'm going to hop off towards Lucius's arms. Catch me.
Absolutely not.
Okay,
he's attacking!
Make an acrobatics check, Johan.
Uh-oh.
Make a dex save, Lucius.
Okay, acrobatics.
8.
That's a 12.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, 12's enough where you kind of hop off of the thundercloud, Johan, and you stumble, but Lucius does not move as quickly as you'd like. So you less kind of are caught by him and more kind of like knock him down as you land on the deck.
Okay.
And Lucius is kind of knocked to his bottom.
Stranger on deck! Apprehend him!
He's and not a stranger!
Quite a few of like the wolf pack, so you see these kind of like wolf-like humanoids turn and they're like drawing blades, and you can see, you know, Lookout and a few of the others are all kind of getting ready, you know, expecting some sort of conflict.
Stand up, kind of dust myself off and just like be like,
wait, I recognize your face.
He's the fisherman.
I'm sorry.
Are we dealing with this? Is he some sort of pirate or something?
No.
Stand down. I think. I recognize you. Why do I recognize him?
Oh, you were tripping your noggin when you met him.
I think you'd had some.
That was hilarious.
We're all tripping noggins.
You were dead.
Oh, Araya is just like, yes, I remember in Mirskia, yes? Johan, I remember this fellow. Some sort of storm wizard or something.
Yeah, I had to carry your ass across a river. It was like a whole big thing. It was really
when we were looking to resurrect yourself and Quill.
Here's the thing. I kind of just, you know, I've had these visions and I stepped on a cloud, as you could see above me, and
just kind of following him.
It just kind of brought me here.
Is it dangerous? Is it going to attack?
How'd you do that?
How did you know which cloud to step on?
Just going
to
be like.
As he commands it, it kind of like floats and floats beside him.
It was waiting for me on a peak. I saw it in my dream.
How did you know it was just like not another cloud? Like, what?
Do you just jump on every cloud you find?
how often do you see a cloud you can stand on?
True.
I'm just going to start poking it.
So when you go poke it, it just feels like clanch.
Wait.
You pass through it.
What do you mean, wait?
The one wing talk.
One wing talk?
One wing talk?
No. One wing talk. No, like, I mean, I've got one wing, but I'm no hawk. I'm more a frail, scared...
You're alive, though.
...parrot.
That must be why I'm having the dreams again.
Dreams? What do you mean, dreams?
Did you not fill him in?
No, that wasn't my job. I'm not taking responsibility for that.
Fill me in?
None of you have filled him in.
Fill me in.
Honestly, barely recognize who you are.
Honestly,
yes.
Just you know, lots has happened, as you can see.
It doesn't, quite honestly, if anybody should have been responsible, it probably should have been Nova. I mean,
Nova.
That checks
you can't
out.
Expect Ayla or that myself does check to remember. Out. I didn't even know I was going to ever see you again.
I thought the vision was done because we resurrected Quill.
Is the vision tied to me or my
vision? It was a vision
maybe?
About a one-eyed, one-winged hawk that had fallen from the sky, and it was sitting on a stone claw, and then it was like the claw was pointing that way.
None of it.
It was you, apparently. There's some vision connection thing. Totally forgot my bed.
I've been waiting for you in the Stormlands for the longest time.
Oh, shit.
Then why?
I told them to tell you to meet me there.
I mean... I'm sorry I couldn't keep the promise I didn't even know I had.
Honestly?
What have you to say to it, Nova?
I thought the vision was to point us in the direction of the forge.
There's been terrible storms there, getting worse.
Oh, they're getting worse.
People can't even get into the Stormlands anymore. The storms have grown so bad.
We went to the forge and we got Sentry back, and then things happened and we were in Gusthaven and stuff blew up, and then Quill came back and then more stuff blew up, and then we left and then we were under the sea and then we were in space and then we were on the ship and then the ship blew up and then we were in the City of Glass and that blew up, and now we have a dark angel following us and a dragon following us, and I haven't exactly had the time to keep track of everything.
A tiny little halfling is like, oh dear, looks like you've upset Miss Nova again. Hang on, I'll go get her something to calm her
down. I'm just going purple at this point.
Here he is, like,
why is it me who has to be responsible for everything? I'm trying to do everything I can already.
How about a big glass of milk?
No, can I just put my hand across her mouth and just go, shh.
I mean, the rest of you can take those as well.
I was,
and just like pat her on the head until she stops.
I thought you were a dream. I was high off my high elf nippies.
As this is all going on in your hand, you see descending from like the upper part of the ship where the helm is, you see this golden guardian with a halo and like one set of luminous golden wings, but the other half seems to have been melted and broken, kind of descends quite sheepishly and stands behind Sentry. You travel with strange company, Sentry Guardian.
That's us. We're weird.
Yeah.
Very odd.
I'm just shaking with my milk.
Little band there.
Look, it's okay. You're here now. The storms have gotten worse, sure, but now I know. I mean, at least tell me everything you know.
I was wondering, should we move this down into the meeting room?
We should do this.
Be best not for everyone's ears.
And yes.
You see the wolf pack kind of...
Where is Perry and the other lads?
Blew up!
Who's Perry?
He blew up.
It's fine. There's a lot that's happened.
You met him
so
briefly.
So much has happened. Yeah, you did very briefly.
The fire guy. He was friendly with you, yeah.
From my school.
I remember now. Okay.
He blew up.
No, he didn't blow up.
No, he went into a
foil. He just left.
Oh,
it's just easier to tell you that everything.
Anyway, we're wasting everybody's time here. Sorry, everybody. We'll take this.
We do know this man.
Back on the same course, Captain, I'm assuming.
Absolutely, yes.
So we're still pursuing what we were before.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone. And you can see Arya is like commanding. It seems to be sort of in charge of the ship. It's like, right, back to your stations. Get on the side sails. Look out. Get on up.
But good job, everybody. You all did very well. You're very quick to act on my command. So... well done, pat yourselves on the back.
Well done,
lightning-like reflexes.
Very good. Anyway, Johan...
they kind of like nod. Howard is like, oh, thanks very much, Captain. That's really nice of you to say.
Particularly
really
good
lovely
from
words.
You.
Thank you, mate.
Top-notch getting that milk for Nova. Very quick.
No worries. Shall I go be getting lunch on then?
Sounds delightful.
Oh, right, yeah, no worries.
Days of flying on a cloud just left me... quite hungry.
Oh, any preferences there, sir?
Whatever you have.
All right, lovely. I'll put a lovely bit of guest dinner on.
Good job, Howard. Yeah, sounds
thank
excellent.
Thank you very much, Sentry. All right, you need just toodles down and all.
Well, anyway, Johan.
I'm going to spit in it.
It adds flavour. Honestly, we're used to it at this point.
Okay.
Well, nice. Welcome to the Storm Chaser, anyway, which is ironic, I suppose, since the storm chased us. Let's go down to, I guess, Captain's Quarters?
Yes.
When I was approaching this ship, Mark, did I see any oars or anything, despite the fact we're in the sky?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, the ship itself, it has this kind of strange shadowy quality to it, which does give it quite jagged sides. But it doesn't have any, like, clearly distinct swords connected to it. And you remember that the swords in your vision were curved. They were scimitars.
Curved swords.
Curved swords. So you all head down below, yes? Into, or like you go into the captain's, the meeting room that you have, yep. And next to the captain's quarters.
With a smash table.
You replaced the table.
We fixed everything. We spent 50 gold on furniture.
Yeah, you did.
Cool.
Yep, you make your way into the a kind of stateroom almost. There's like a large oval table with various chairs decked around it. There are some maps and things like that kind of sprawled out across it. Seems to be some connect, you know, part of the crew, the officer's meeting chambers, basically. Yeah, and you all sit down. The Herald is just following Sentry. Like, unless you tell Herald not to come in, she just is following Sentry quietly behind. Until she's told, no, wait out there, or, like, this is private kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I might tell her to wait outside for this one.
Of course, Sentry Guardian.
And what about this?
Yeah, the suit that you've noticed ever since you came back, by the way, the pseudo-dragon has been in a bad mood. It kind of stalks around. It doesn't get on anybody's shoulder anymore. It just kind of, like, slinks around, just kind of watching everything.
Yeah, I don't.
Have they got a little babby dragon?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's a silvery dragon, no bigger than a cat, really.
A little asshole.
And it kind of looks at you curiously, Johan. And you've got quite high charisma, don't you?
I do.
It kind of like trots over to you. It kind of eyes the others and kind of just like, and it's kind of got like a hissing tongue. It's like, and it kind of like sniffs you and kind of like looks at you.
I'm going to lower my hand to it.
Yeah.
And just see if it.
Yeah, it kind of like comes up and it kind of like sniffs your hand and like licks it and then it crawls up onto your arm.
Watch out for your gold with that thing. It likes gold.
That is a Dragonborn agent that is currently making sure everything is kosher in the Storm Chaser.
It keeps hissing at us. I don't like this little shit.
It's not a fan of us. We haven't given him gold in a while.
Does it belong to you?
No. It belongs to a Dragonborn island on a place called the Vivex.
You, Johan, in your mind, you feel the pseudo-dragon kind of projects these images or these feelings into your head. And it kind of flashes images of these guys and distrust, caution.
Does it now?
So as long as you're not working. You guys left it for like 3 days.
Hey, we don't know this.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn to it and I'm going to like give it a little knowing nod.
Okay.
And I'll let them down onto a table or something.
Yeah.
So as long as nobody's working for Starbane's forces, I believe this will be perfectly fine.
I'm not even certain who that is.
No. Anyway,
good.
Fill us in, Johan. Is it Johan or Johan?
Either's fine. I prefer Johan, but...
Right.
Johan.
Yes.
Johan it is. Okay.
Sorry, but such a messy entrance. You know, first time flying on a cloud.
Very impressive.
New experience.
You managed to find us in the middle of the sky.
Well, I kind of thought, you know, I could maybe have a bit of a cooler landing, but I don't know how to fly it yet.
It flew you rather than the other way around.
Yes, yeah. I kind of just stood on it and I thought I'd have some time to get my bearings, but I guess it had its own will because it brought me straight here. No toilet breaks.
Don't worry, my last flight was not nearly as graceful.
Yeah.
So a cloud brought you here. You had visions of me specifically.
Well, I guess you were dead.
At the time. I'm here now.
Horrible visions
of
things to come, and I saw you in my dreams.
Okay.
A one-eyed, one-winged hawk soaring through the sky, crashing over the stormlands.
Sounds like you.
And then perched on a claw. And then, you know, I told all of these people, when they managed to resurrect you, to find me in the stormlands. For the storms in Myrskir are getting worse. And I guess nobody passed on the memo. So, you know, I was sitting in there for a while, these guys in like blackened armor started to come around and they were looking around.
Blackened how? What sort of colors?
The dragon sends messages of curiosity, interest.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
This dragon is your friend, yes?
It is an ally.
No, it's a little shit.
I don't trust it.
Keeps hissing at me. Little shit. Yeah, that's right.
It's reporting back. Mm-hmm. The Dragonborn are very protective of Eros, as are we, and making sure that nothing bad is happening, mm-hmm. considering we are on the front lines, essentially, of Starbane and his forces.
Mm-hmm. Do I know of this that we discussed?
I think it was more in your visions, in your dreams. When you saw the ship with the curved bladed oars and the woman at its helm with the flame red mm-hmm. hair, the fiery hair. Mm-hmm. Once you and the hawk arrived, you travelled with the ship back towards Myrskir, and in amongst, behind the barrier of clouds in your vision, you saw a large draconic shape moving.
Oh, cute.
In there. Mm,
okay. Cute.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear this vision. So one-eyed, one-wing, hawk, debatable, but still a bird, I suppose. I did crash in the Stormlands when it took my wing, so, I mean, the similarities, they're there, but in terms of this claw that I was perched on, I don't know what that is.
I mean, neither do I.
Okay.
It's a vision.
I thought it was the thing that pointed towards the Midnight's.
It was a landmark that did that. Quill, make a religion check for me.
A religion?
And Johan can make this as well.
Religion.
In fact, actually, Sentry can make this.
Religion?
Okay. Just towards mm-hmm. the
Sorry, religion checks.
Yeah, we found it.
Six.
19. The two of you are familiar enough. Johan, because of your experience with these visions, and Quill, your connection to Hesper. Sometimes in things like visions and dreams, a thing can mean more than just one thing. You crash landing on this claw, maybe it was a way to help point the way to the forge. It could also have a greater meaning.
Okay.
Same with you crashing in the Valley of Storms in Johan's vision might have been a reference to when you originally crashed there. It could also be a prophecy for something in the future. You don't know.
Okay.
Visions are funny things. They're often vague and have double meanings. They can...
I guess... It would make most sense for me to tell you my most recent dreams and for you to, I guess, with me, figure out what they may mean.
Okay.
I'm going to, like, try and cover the little ears of the dragon. Just like...
Yeah, it would. So if you try and, like, properly try and grab it, it doesn't like that at all.
And then I don't want my hands.
Okay, yeah, you see its little tail, which does have this stinger, begins, like shifting back and forward. And it's like...
I back away from the dragon.
Kind of like leaps down and it goes into a corner and just sits in the corner.
As the storms were getting worse over Myrskir in the Stormlands, I had to leave and I started to dream again around a month ago. And in my visions, I saw the one-eyed, one-winged hawk leave the Stormlands and it led me to a mountain. And that mountain... I went to and was where I found the cloud. But further on in my dreams, it led me to a ship, which I guess might be this, but I don't seem to see any curved swords. And
so curved swords?
Yes, for like, oars, very curiously.
Interesting.
No sails, but curved swords instead of oars. Yeah.
And at the helm of the ship, I saw a fiery-haired woman.
I mean, was it this fiery-haired woman?
The shape was indistinguishable. Like, it didn't have any like a physical shape.
It was almost
long flame like
flames.
Yeah.
If I hadn't have known any better, the ship could have almost been made of the smoke from these flames. It was that as intense.
Quill.
Yes.
Smoke like is very apt.
Mm-hmm.
When you came back, you mentioned, or did you actually mention anything to us specifically? Or was this all in your head that I heard from Mark?
I don't know.
You saw ships in the outside of Eros.
Oh, Starbane's ships.
This was when me and Ayla were coming back from
Oh, who knows? That was
land.
Freaking weird.
We saw, I think it was Palador.
Yes.
Outside Erois on a ship, but that's not a flame-haired woman, for starters, and there were no curved swords on that ship, were there? No. So maybe not that one.
Okay. Anyway, sorry, well, please continue.
My purpose for being here is I feel I may be able to give you the tools you need, because in this dream, the ship, which did not sail through the water, it sailed through the sky, much like this, which is very curious to me, was able, after some help, to fly through the storm clouds that no one else is able to pass through now.
Oh.
And I don't know what this bears or means to you, but once we had sailed through on the ship, in the shadows of the storm was a giant draconic figure. I'm going to look at the little dragon.
Oh. Wait, I...
kind of cracks its head, just curious. You kind of get this image of
I'm not certain what that is, what it means. Well, if there may be a dragon there, this is perhaps the source of the storms getting worse over Myrskir, but those are the dreams that I've had. And
so was the dragon...
You seem to be at the front of them all.
Apparently I am, yeah. But this dragon, was it chasing the ship, or was it leading it, or...?
I simply saw a figure amongst the clouds.
Okay, and...
And then... The dream ends.
What mountain was it that you got the storm cloud from?
It was the peak that resides just over the Valley of Storms.
Yeah.
Like the main peak that looks down into the valley.
So, do I know what that... I guess I would know what that one is, right?
Yeah, I think... I think it is called... the Storm Spear. And it's basically the main mountain that sits... At the very kind of, you know, where the valley kind of meets its point, like a valley, like a triangle shape,
yeah.
It is the tallest mountain that looks down into the valley itself. It's the goal. It's the end point of the Messenger Guild test. You have to fly through the valley and reach the storm spit.
Awesome.
So Quill actually never gotten to it.
He never reached it.
Oh. Fuck. Johan,
I've got a couple of questions for you.
Fire away. Not literally.
Oh. First question. Have you ever had visions before this vision? Is this your first vision?
My first vision was when I met most of you originally. It was in the lead up to meeting you. After my ship crashed, I woke up with these powers. I started to have vision of the one-eyed, one-winged hawk.
And that's all your visions have ever been, is focused
that
around...
That was version one, and this is version two.
Right.
It's always you.
I don't...
It's always you.
Do you have any ties to Hesper?
Yes.
That was my second question. Which god do you pray to?
Hesper.
Titan.
Oh, interesting.
And you know that you've been hearing the voices in the dreams.
Yes.
They're not enough to, like, really hear words, but there is a humanoid man and a woman as well.
Do I know who that...
I believe it's Zephyr, the goddess.
Zephyr.
Yeah, goddess of storms. Goddess of storms and adventure.
I've faintly heard whispers from Zephyr, but...
Hesper's your god.
Hesper is my god, so the connection is stronger there.
And you haven't seen Ayla at all in any of these dreams?
Apparently Zephyr likes me. I have no idea.
I just saw a woman with burning, literally on fire, hair at the helm of the ship, leading.
Right.
And the thing is in the dream, it was quite specific. Like, she was scarred. You could see that this woman carried many scars, but she was laughing, like manically, as if she was enjoying this reckless adventure as the ship plowed through the clouds and the storm wall. And every time the ship, rather than the lightning hitting the ship, the lightning hit her.
Mm. I might have left out a few details from my dream.
It's fine, because I forgot to write them down.
Okay, so that could be a Ganassi, potentially? A flame-haired Ganassi?
It was just the hair.
What, like my hair?
Was it like Perry's hair?
No, it was... It's kind of difficult to tell, right? Because it's a vision. Like, lots of things have...
It was symbolic rather than...
It was probably more symbolic.
Given the fact that you were with the one-eyed hawk, and... I would assume It might have been you, but I can't be certain.
I don't want to be on fire, guys. Like, can you, like, douse that?
The figure wasn't on fire. The hair was like flame.
Yes. Am I correct in remembering you have an affinity with the storms, too?
Yep, just a little smidge.
What's Sentry doing at this point?
I think she's just listening. Just listening, yeah. Because this is news to her. Like, this is all new stuff.
New stuff.
Yeah, you were there when.
No, I wasn't there. So,
with the ship that you saw with the curved swords, was it like this ship, wooden and metal, or was it?
It was made of smoke.
Made of smoke.
But flying through the air,
but like dark. Yeah, it was black.
Yes.
But could it be a?
I mean, the storm chaser is. Black. It's made to look like shadow.
No, I just wondered if it could be a starship.
Maybe.
I mean, if it is this,
or it could be me flying this ship into a storm and cackling like a maniac. But, I mean, please don't let me do that. By the way, I don't think it sounds like a good idea.
This ship can't fly through storms, and it can't fly through whatever's plaguing Mersko right now.
Yet.
Not yet. No.
That's
but not
where
now.
I come in.
Unless you make it that way.
Why? What can you do? Again, I don't want to fly through a storm.
These strange whispers I've had from Zephyr and Hesper, I don't quite understand them, but I feel like I may be able to do something, some ritual or enchantment. I'm not quite certain how, but I feel like I can. Why else would the cloud have led me here?
On the ship. A ritual on the ship?
You don't know, but maybe.
I don't know.
You just know you have some sort of the ritual in your head. It's like it's like an ability to draw the storms to a point, a person, probably a way to channel the energy away from hitting the ship to hitting the. I'm pointing so I don't talk about it. Drawing it away from damaging the ship or whatever's around it and channeling it to a person, and it's. Maybe it's something you need other help with. You're not sure. Like you're not an engineer. You just have the magical components in your head, like the runes, the enchantments itself.
I can draw the symbols, but I'm not sure if I will need any help.
So you want to create a living lightning rod?
Effectively.
I mean, we've got one already.
I'm not a lightning rod. It still hurts.
Pretty much.
You channeled lightning back into that place.
It still hurts. True.
That is also true. Mm-hmm.
And also, flame red hair, channeling lightning into a spell.
Oh, great, so you want to fry me just because I have red hair. Thanks!
It sounded like you enjoyed it.
Apologies as well. I should stop calling you the one I talk. Johan.
Quill.
And
one hand handshake.
Yeah.
Apart from...
and I
instead
never
of bars, instead of using two hands.
I see you on your feet last time you were in the back of a cart.
Well, thank you for helping my friends get me back up again.
I'm Johan.
I'm Sentry.
Sentry.
It's good to meet you.
Yeah.
I'm here too.
You were tripping balls.
Yes. He met you before.
Yeah.
But he just shouted at me for not taking notes.
Apologies.
I mean, to be fair, his homeland is like... been consistently plagued with one goal of his character being there was stop that from happening. I trust you to do that.
Dead.
I was dead.
Johan,
Tom knew, Quill didn't.
You've come at a very interesting time in our lives. Unfortunately, the first time we are also in a predicament. We're also in another predicament right now.
Mm-hmm. I can see you have your hands very full.
Yes.
This isn't quite a pressing matter, but...
Yes.
I'm simply here to provide you the tools you're going to need for when you think you're ready, because if there is a dragon there, then you better be ready.
And was it a big one?
I will be waiting for you there.
Right.
Yes. But not for long, I suppose.
Assuming I don't die.
Right.
Well, I can't really get in without you guys, so, you know, I'll kind of just be like sitting... nearby.
But you did get out.
Well, I left before it got too bad.
I see.
When the folks in the blackened armor started snooping around, I figured time to get out.
Mm. Mm.
Did the armor have any emblems on it? What race were they? What were they?
It's hard to tell. You only saw them really from a distance.
Yeah. The best.
Humanoid, most of the time. The armor didn't really have any symbols with them, but you know that they had...
Some shapes.
They had some shapes and shades. They had purple, like tabards and things.
Some shades of purple.
Yeah, okay.
Stupid, sexy starbeam.
You also remember they had... a strange creature, kind of metallic, but it seemed to be...
oh my god, Metal Smeak.
No. It seemed to be some sort of like construct-like device that was with them. You know, you're not quite sure what it was, but sort of like an armored spider or like a three-legged crab. Your favorite.
And that was when I decided.
They had a terrifying beast, like, but made of metal with many legs.
Ah, good.
Three legs, but that's too many legs.
One more than many, yes.
Yes. Speaking of which, is that thing still with you?
Scorp?
Smeek.
Scorp. Oh, Scorp?
Scorp is not with us, no. Scorp. We had to leave him.
What a shame.
Oh, yes, I know. He was such a lovely...
Did you?
Oh, what a delightful creature.
Yes. Mm. No, he wouldn't.
You didn't eat Scorp,
I didn't eat Scorp, no.
Oh, you didn't mess with me.
Best in his own environment, I think, rather than coming with us on this ship.
Well, is he best in his own environment? It doesn't sound like Mirskare is...
Well, he,
no, it doesn't sound like his
great. He ripped ships apart, so, you know, his kind.
Is that how you...
Scorp?
His kind ripped fishermen's ships apart, so I'm not very fond of them.
Sound like a Scorp, then.
Yeah, I'm glad he's not on the ship.
Yeah.
Well, Scorp is...
A good boy.
Is a good one, but, you know...
We can't treat them all the same.
It's like when people think the wild elves are all terrible people.
And
right?
So far,
they're only half right. I'm kidding. Kidding.
In Mirskir, they're not so bad because Mirskir has, the people in Mirskir have this very pragmatic, like, you've got to do what you need to do to survive.
Uh-huh.
Wild elves are actually really helpful.
Okay.
And there is a kind of a bit of a. They're more integrated into society. In other countries, they're more like, well, we're just going to come and take what we want.
Okay.
Whereas in Mirskir, it's like, oh, we'll get fucked by the lightning too. Let's all work together. So I think Johan actually probably has a pretty good opinion of wild elves.
Okay.
I have a... Well, there's a couple of things we could do. However, I feel like we all trust you, Johan, based on your visions before.
I mean, if he helped bring me and Sentry back as well in some part, then...
Yeah.
That's all the trust.
It's less the trusting Johan, it's more the visions. And making sure that those are things that we don't just recklessly follow our assumptions of drive Ayla into a lightning storm thinking that that's what we should be doing.
I don't know if it's how the eye works, but I could ask Johan specifically about the vision and then just find
that
out
was,
the vision.
Yes, that was the other thing I was going to mention. You do have the ability to...
I don't know
see.
If it would just let me see what Johan saw, or it would just give me the answer.
You could
ask
the
question
of what...
Would it be better to just ask what would happen?
You can use the eye to peer into the past, the future, or the present.
I think it's only the near future, though, isn't it?
It doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be.
But what you know,
could
and
change.
You know this from Hesper, is the further ahead you look, the more uncertain and, change, and more likely it can be to change.
But you know how to do this ritual. In some way, it's natural to you.
Yes. I've never done it before, but I feel like when it's in front of me, I can do it.
Kind of like Vala, then, I guess.
Mm.
But in terms of...
Well, you asked me to explain it to you, I'd have no chance.
I get it. Okay, so I could find out who this flame-haired woman is before we rock Ayla up to the front of the ship and she explodes.
Yes, please. That sounds like a good plan.
Okay. Sure, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I wonder if you could channel it through Hal and Gale. Nova's off in her own world.
Okay.
Again, kind of want to keep the hammer and my body alive.
I could power it up. A lightning rod from a hammer.
But anyway. It would be a nice experiment anyway, Johan, because if you have similar powers to... what I can do with my eye, you might actually potentially be able to join me on the vision. I don't know. So
you could maybe witness the ritual itself.
Oh,
you may be able to help me if this works. Maybe that's
depends on the question.
Maybe that's how I'll understand it better.
I was thinking of just asking who the flame-haired woman was, but I could ask about the vision. It might not give me the full answer though.
If you piece together this question of who the flame-haired woman is in such a way that allows you to see the environment she's in and what's happening at the time.
What is the flame-haired woman's purpose in the ritual?
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds good, yeah.
Okay.
Not to give too much of a hint, but that's a very specific with detail.
You want
question.
To get the right time and place.
Yeah. Okay, Johan. There might be some whooshing. I don't know if this will work. It might just be for me. This is just an assumption at this point. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll put my hand on the shoulder and then say, who is the flame... No.
No.
What is the flame-haired woman's role in the ritual?
Johan doesn't share in the vision. It's just for you.
Bah.
Your eye, as you channel the power, you, Johan, you do see, though, Quill's eye, which I think before would have been bandaged. You actually see it turn, and it's kind of got this swirling storm in the eye itself, and you see a flash of lightning across the pupil, and your vision, Quill, turns to the familiar misty cloud as it begins reeling, and you know it's channeling you forward in time.
Mm-hmm.
You see, gosh, you would see a lot.
That's good to hear.
I think he picked the right word.
You see the Storm Chaser. Different, perhaps. Maybe some modifications. Oh. New weapons. Perhaps some armor. You see your companions. Most, for the most part, the same. Except Sentry. Sentry seems more powerful. Her matrix is a different colour.
Okay.
And just... Spoiler. There's a transformation there that is yet to come to pass.
And I can't see the full transformation.
You can't see it. It's kind of clouded, misty, as you're seeing it, it's kind of passing over the storm because you're barely touching the Storm Chaser as the vision then becomes in focus around Ayla.
Oh, perfect.
You see the Storm Chaser... heading into Myrskyr towards the Valley of the Storms, where a thick wall of cloud has formed around, like a barrier, a wall around the valley itself, and terrible, violent storms completely surround it. You are there with a grim purpose beside Ayla, staring forward. This is a destination that you are... This is a destiny to meet.
Mm-hmm.
The ship itself begins to plow through the storm wall, and these terrible bolts, which you know will tear the ship apart if it tries to channel forward. But in a glowing circle of lightning-coloured runes, gripping two metal poles emerging at the front of the prow on the front deck near the ballista, gripping these two poles is Ayla's body. Her muscles tense and bulging, these tattoos like lightning patterns spread across her arms. As she grips it, the bolts reach the deck and then swerve at the last minute directly into Ayla's body. She does wreathe in pain but grins, that barbarian rage just emblazoned on her face as the bolts pass into her and just seem to become absorbed. Each one as it does, these tattoos begin to glow and crackle like lightning as they spin around her arms up into her neck. As she just grips it, more and more bolts heal, and you're standing beside her and you see blood kind of pouring out of her mouth as more and more hit her. You try and heal her as best as you can as the ship powers through, and then eventually it hits calm. Ayla's skin sizzling and smoldering from these constant strikes of lightning, and you there healing her as you go. Johan also beside you both, kind of like traveling through as you emerge into the Valley of the Storms, the Stormspear Mountain at its very edge, as a draconic roar erupts. And that's where the vision ends.
Except this one is an actual draconic roar.
Shit!
Ah.
That's pretty
cool. I don't know if you just saw what I saw when I had my dreams, but you down for that?
Oh, you didn't see...
You didn't see it.
That didn't work for
me. That was like in like an instant. Like Quill's eye, the lightning flash, and then he speaks. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to brag, but I think mine might have been a little bit more complete. So, flame-haired woman, yes, it's Ayla.
Woo! Purpose! And potentially death. No. Interesting.
No death. No
this
death,
is,
please.
The Storm Chaser is the ship. I don't know about the blade. It has new weapons, so maybe that's the curved swords. It was slightly upgraded. Sentry was different. Oh. She was a different colour. Her matrix was a different colour. So
okay.
That's new. I couldn't see much else. But yes, Ayla was channeling the lightning, and that lets us get into the Valley of the Storms. And then there was the dragon. There was a loud roar. So that's not a symbol in some kind of blurred vision. That's a dragon.
Oh, dear.
Was I alive?
You were very alive. More alive than ever. You were channeling the lightning. You looked like you were in pain, but you were channeling pure power. And you came out of it with my assistance perfectly fine. If not...
Are you going to heal me?
For once, yes.
I don't believe it. Like, clearly this vision is wrong.
I mean, it's a vision of the future. It can change. Things can be different. The ship looked different. That might not happen. Sentry looked different. That might
not
happen.
So you're telling me that I have to channel some lightning and then there's going to be a dragon.
Captain!
Yes? You hear a knock on the door.
The door opens. It's lookout.
Interesting. My apologies, Captain, for disturbing you, but First Mate Arias said I should report to you immediately. Something else is approaching.
Right. Great.
Okay.
I'll be back in a moment.
Okay, well, we've got the rings.
You head up on lookout, basically points in the direction that Johan had come from, the north. Fast-moving skiff, small vessel, airship design. It's heading straight for us.
Okay, all weapons focused on that point. And
Arias calls out, like, all hands, prepare. Penny, get on the ballista. Lancian, you down below into the dorsal turret. I was trying to remember which one is. It's probably wrong. There's a dorsal and then a down one.
Arias, turn the ship so that it's pointing at it, so we're not showing its side.
Yes, of course, Captain. It's coming from the north, so the direction we're heading in ourselves, anyway.
Perfect.
It's smaller and more maneuverable. Might be tricky for me to keep it from getting around us on the side, so prepare for... We're going to need to prepare all hands, basically.
Look out. If you see weaponry and people arming, call the shot.
Yes, of course, Captain. And he scurries up the top, into the top. Yeah, okay.
Do we hear all that?
No.
Okay.
Unless...
So tell me, did I look badass, though?
Very, very.
Yeah?
You actually?
Because I might be down for it, just for the fact that I'd look really badass.
I mean, lightning anyway.
It's not the same, though. It's outwards.
Lightning.
This is magical lightning.
But imagine if you could channel that and reuse it.
That'd be cool. Can I reuse it? Did it go out again?
Did I hurt people?
How do you feel about tattoos?
Cool.
You're going to get some.
I always wanted to get a tattoo, but my mother never let me.
Messenger ring.
You cannot. You are very...
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Lucius.
There's a skiff coming at us, and it might attack us.
Oh.
So,
well...
Be prepared, please.
Johan, we're going upstairs. Upstairs, right, Captain?
To the top deck, please.
Perfect. Everyone top deck.
I'm going to have my cloud follow me above as well, but I guess it was waiting for me up
there. It was waiting for you up on the top deck.
Yeah. Does the cloud have a name?
Does the cloud have a name?
I haven't named it yet.
Shame.
Cloudy.
Cloudy.
Claudia.
Squall.
Claudia.
No.
Like
Whatever.
It's a little fun fancy nice. Joke there for
like
me.
It. You're the hottest guy in the party.
You're the hottest guy in the party. So Black. You all make your way upstairs, yes? In that case, I will let you place yourselves upon the ship as you wish.
I think I'll have Herald go down below deck.
You send her down?
Yeah.
Are you sure, Sentry Unit? I wish to redeem myself.
I know you do, but I want to keep you safe.
Very well, if that is your command, and she'll head downstairs.
Although, if you can do some healing,
I'm not going to be on my cloud, but I'm going to have it like hover just off the side of the boat.
Yeah, sure. Like over here?
A little bit more over here.
You place that where you want.
I think here.
Quill and Ada are currently facing the wrong direction.
Well, I'm leaving you to place yourself as you want.
My perception is unusually low today.
Both sides.
So, as Lookout is not quite as receptive as Quill,
I believe.
You are pointing at it, but for the sake of the combat, I've turned the side on. Because Quill was not on Lookout. Lookout is good at what he does, but he's not Quill.
Yeah.
The ship is a bit closer to you. It's probably about 700 feet away when he kind of spots it, and it's coming in quite fast. It is a smaller skiff. It looks to be similar in construction to an Erosian airship, but has clearly been modified. You can see black metal plate armor has kind of been attached to its sides. It is indeed with flags of Kallus Starbane.
Oh.
As you see, the crew seem to be decked in black leather, kind of like flight suits almost, and there is a helmsman But as it gets closer and closer, the ballista team begin firing. So Penny and Lancian, who are both in your ballista, will take shots each.
They take the first shot.
Yes, your weapons are actually slightly longer range than theirs. So they actually take the first shots.
And
however,
that's because Lookout saw that they were armed and ready to fire?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, he called this out that, you know, they are coming in very clearly. Starbane or Remnant Forces absolutely calls this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
The first shot will... the shots, unfortunately, this skiff seems to be much more maneuverable than the Storm Chaser. It's smaller and it ducks and weaves to the side. You can see that there are a cluster more figures, but they're quite far at the distance. And then as it gets within about 500 feet of the ship, it begins firing back.
Mm-hmm.
But you also see there is a flash of light on the deck of the skiff, and a flash of light appears on the Storm Chaser.
Okie
dokie. Okay.
That's some good boarding technique.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Can we get the map camera?
Red alert, shields up.
Oh, they've all gone in like a really... This is the first ship combat.
And I realised it was like...
actual ship on ship combat.
Pretend to get down to Phaeton, could I have made it start raining?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you begin, so you watch as Johan like holds his hands up to the air and this kind of swirling storm cloud begins and the rain begins pouring down onto the ship itself as the weather changes around you.
Oh great, now I'm wet.
Okay, their two ballista fire at the Storm Chaser, but Araya kind of yanks the helm and you kind of have to slide for a moment as the Storm Chaser twists on its side as the ballista bolts go flying past, missing the sails. They seem to be trying to target your sky sails to slow you down. As
we
are
going
to roll initiative, everyone.
So what are the things that just appeared at the top, sorry?
So I will describe my God. Them once we've rolled initiative.
14.
I'll try to get in your dice tray.
So
just launch
Pylon Golem.
Oh. Wait, you rolled 14 too?
Yeah.
So did I.
What?
Oh!
You rolled 14.
We've all synced up!
Oh.
Well,
I'm
16. Alright, I need to brag.
Well, I mean, there is.
What'd you get, Rhiannon?
12.
That's all, that evens
all
out.
10.
That evens out.
All above 11.
Guys, we can do it.
What did you roll, Reyes?
9.
Oh,
what's the Storm Chaser's dexterity modifier?
Plus two.
So that is going to be a 6
rested, right?
For the initiative.
Yeah.
For the purposes, by the way, all the Storm Chaser crew, I'm just going to have go on one initiative.
Yeah.
Currently on the deck, you have Araya, 3 Wolfpack members. Kamara is technically below decks. Lookout is up on the actual thing.
Oh, sure.
Lancian is down below, but Penny is in the ballista at the front, which is currently behind where these guys have all teleported in. So, Ayla, initiative.
Oh, 16.
Johan, initiative.
9.
Quill.
16.
Nova.
17.
Lucius.
17.
Sentry.
12.
Lucius and Nova, who would you prefer to go first?
Lucius.
Okay. Lucius. Okay.
Put that mark.
You both pointed at each other.
Well, Kim pointed at Trot and then said Nova.
Yeah. Nova.
Nova is Spanish for no go.
It's Spanish for Lucius.
So,
wait.
What you see appears on the top deck, the fore castle. The kind of raised part of the front of the Storm Chaser where the ballista is you see a 3-legged black metal crab. Chest appears to be some sort of like gyro that's kind of spinning around. And on its back, it has these giant spines made of coiled, twisted metal. It has some sort of rotating firearm on one hand and then a big kind of club-like hand
cool.
in its other.
That's very cool.
Around it, there are 5 figures. 2 of them appear to just be kind of like foot soldiers, like Starbane foot soldiers. They're wielding swords, they have black armor, and they just appear to be melee combatants. 2 of them hold these long force rifles that you've seen them use before, these kind of like magically propelled firearms. And then one of them is just this skin-tight leather suit, and it has a curved blade that almost like a tonfa kind of, it holds it backwards and it kind of goes down its forearm.
Oh, sweet.
Mask, like a kind of like a respirator mask, and just like a tight balaclava and it appears next to it and is kind of like looking around.
Are they similar looking to the remnant that attacked us right at the beginning, episode
these
one?
These do not look like remnant.
Okay, but
these look more similar to, I think, when Quill, you scryed on Maximilian and you saw some of the forces.
Shit, okay.
You saw soldiers like these aboard Kallus' flagship. These aren't like remnant who have been on Erois. These guys are actual
Space
Empire forces.
Fuck. Yeah.
They look around and you see the one in the skin tight leather points at Johan. There he is. Kill him.
And oh shit.
Oh! Dude, who did you bring here?
Man, I think we were all big headed there when we were like, yeah, they're out.
Who's
for
it
us.
Gonna be? Are these who's the ones we saw at the Stormwall?
So you watch as the black skin tight figure kind of leaps off the side, does like a little flip, kind of dances to the side, skirts around, and just runs straight for Johan with this kind of gilded knife.
Squeaking the entire way.
No, completely silent.
Oh.
Sorry to disappoint you.
You'd think they'd invest in talcum powder. Come on. Starbane doesn't skimp, yo.
Yeah.
Does a 19 hit you, Johan? Yep, that's gonna hit. Okay.
Yeah.
This is not a sneak attack.
Where's some Helios in all this?
Well, Helios can't fight, remember?
Okay.
He can't fight
can
individually.
He just give us encouragement?
He can't heal.
Oh, no.
He's intangible for the most
but
part.
Does he just see this?
He was technically below Dex, but okay. If he set here's a fight, he probably would come up. He can bond with Sentry, yes.
Oh, I thought he currently was. Wait, is your AC like
20?
20 currently, yeah.
Yeah. Without Helios?
Without Helios.
Oh my god.
21 with Helios,
she's
yeah.
A guardian.
Got the yeah, shield. I know, but still, that's
plus
crazy.
Two shield.
You're going to take 8 points of damage, Johan.
Okay.
He's going to strike you again. That's a natural one, so he misses. And then as a bonus action, he basically, this is going to dash. Yeah, so you get an attack opportunity against it.
I've got Warcaster.
You can cast a spell. So he kind of gets in, 5,
cool.
10,
15, 20,
25.
Remind me in the rules of Warcaster, can it be any level spell?
I can't remember.
Let me find out for you.
So if wait, you tap on it, it should come up.
What does Warcaster do? Let's see.
Spell, I think it's a cantrip. I think it has to be a cantrip.
Warcaster's in pretty here wow. Somewhere. Advantage on con saves.
Should be in defeat.
You use your reaction to pick an opportunity attack that spell as a casting time of one action and targets only that creature.
So. Then, as long as it is one creature only and it is a one action spell, then yes.
Okay.
Bam.
Let me go to my spells.
Pretty cool.
As a point, the person after this, by the way, is going to be. It's Lucius.
Okay.
You're next up in the initiative.
Cool.
I'm just going to do a third level lightning bolt on him.
So that would more than one target.
Wipe him out.
Oh, kill. Is that a multi-target?
Because it can hit things in a line, so it has to be just one target spell.
Got.
I believe.
Yeah, don't know how many of them I've got.
I thought it was just like a. Yeah, I'm just going to
so
kill
shocking
this guy.
Grasp.
No, I'll just tap him with a cantrip for now. Just tap him with a shocking grasp.
Okay. Cool.
Which is touch. Hold on, shopping grass.
Yeah, but when he goes past you, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
You just snap him with your shopping grass.
It should be a melee spell attack, so you need to roll
okay.
For an attack on what your melee.
That's
a nat 20!
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, the way that we do this, Rams, by the way, okay. Is what's the normal damage on a shocking grass for you?
The normal damage for a shocking grass is 2d8.
Right. So you maximise the dice, so okay. It'd be 16, and then you roll 2d8 again.
2d8, okay, that's these suckers, isn't it?
Yep. So 16 plus 5, 21.
Plus 2.
23.
So
damage.
23 damage. He is going to use his uncanny dodge. That means he can half the damage he takes from that. So he takes 11 points of damage.
And he can't take reactions until the start of its next turn.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So as he kind of reaches in, slices you once, misses on the backhand, you reach out, touch him on the chest, and this blast of lightning. He kind of half pulls away from it, but it still catches him, and then he kind of like hops his way up the rest of the stairs next to the creature. He like he kind of gestures. He's like, Golem, kill! And you see this big armored creature like begin moving. Lucius.
I'm going to cast Lucius's Luscious Light on all of them. Please, that's a...
What's the radius of Lucius's Luscious Light?
20 foot.
Where are you casting it?
I'm going to cast it like this.
Okay, so you don't hit Penny?
No.
Okay. That's what I was checking.
Right there.
Yeah. It's like everybody.
Huh?
It will.
Everyone.
Yeah, it's all of them. Bam. So it's a dex saving throw for all of them, please.
Yes. Right, so.
Is that a concentration?
He takes no damage.
Yes, it is, yeah.
The golem actually avoids. He's going to take. Succeeds. One of the marksmen fails. One of the marksmen succeeds. One of the foot soldiers fails.
Oh, wait, sorry. This is for if they end their turn there.
Cool.
Sorry. But anyone that starts their turn there, is 2d6 cold damage.
Okay.
And it's difficult terrain now.
Okay, and that's concentration, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. After Lucius, Nova.
Are there people still on the skiff?
Yes, there are two gunners and a helmsman. And they are basically, you can see Araya is trying to keep them from getting under and like not being able to be hit by the things, the ballista.
Okay. I'm going to cast slow on all of these guys.
Okay.
So it's up to six creatures, 40 foot cube.
Okay.
So I think that's one, two.
What kind of saving throw is it?
It is each target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
DC?
Which is 16.
16?
No, the one.
Right, the golem passes just.
Okay.
One of the marksmen fails. The other marksman fails. The assassin passes. The foot soldier fails. And that's cocked. The other foot soldier fails. So basically, the golem and the assassin pass. Everybody else is currently affected by slow.
Okay.
Is that you done?
Yes.
Okay.
What does
slow means that they have minus 2 AC.
Speed is halved, minus 2 AC, minus 2 to a dex save throw. No reactions. They can only use an action or a reaction. They can only make one melee or one ranged attack.
Wait, so...
And if they use spell, there's different stuff as well.
Half speed on difficult terrain.
Yeah. Half.
Oh my
quarter.
God.
Yeah. Quarter speed.
Crikey, that's good.
The skiff is going to take two shots at the storm chaser itself. Trying to target probably the helm at this point.
16.
Both shots miss, actually.
Oh.
The kind of ballista kind of thud into the hull, but not causing any major damage, kind of maybe breaking a bit of the stairs, but no serious damage to it. The helmsman of the skiff will then attempt to maneuver himself past Araya, but Araya manages to just, she spins the wheel as a hard thing and you kind of feel it kind of drifting in the air as she's trying to match and make sure that this little skiff can't kind of get under them or anything like that. And she calls out like, hold on! And you feel the wheel kind of sliding around as she does so. After the skiff goes, there's a lot in this combat. So Quill or Ayla, which one of you would like to go for? I think Ayla has the higher dex, actually.
I think you do, yeah.
Yeah, so Ayla, your turn.
They're all currently affected by some stuff.
They are.
They've got Luscious Lights and some of them have got slow.
Yeah. Does Luscious Light blind them as well? I think it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you have advantage on attack rolls, but I think it also, you can't see in, so you would have disadvantage to attack them whilst they're inside.
So it would be a straight roll.
So it becomes a straight roll, yeah. But they have the same trying to shoot out as well.
Yeah.
They can't see you, you can't see them. It's just like this sphere of like orange or blue light, isn't it? Like a big Christmas
swirling
orb.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to do then. I might have to hold my turn until they...
Yeah? So you want to ready an action?
Can I ready an action?
Remember, you have to move first and bonus action now if you want to do that.
Yeah. So I'll bonus action rage at the end of my turn, I think. Mm-hmm. If I can... I want to stick near Johan.
So you just
wait
there.
They're coming after him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll ready an attack for anyone who comes within my... For any of those guys that come within my reach.
Okay, cool. Right, that's Ayla's turn.
Twice.
Quill.
Can I see how many people were slowed? I guess I can't see into the lights.
You don't know.
For the purpose of... So can I cast spells in?
You can cast spells in, but they're a disadvantage if they require an attack roll.
This one doesn't. Is the crab thing a humanoid for the purposes of hold person?
You don't know. Do you want to try and figure it out? Would you make an arcana check, I guess.
Would that take my turn?
Or could I bonus action? I'd say that's a bonus action.
Sure. Yeah, I'll arcana.
Okay.
As a bonus action, then. Hold person is an action. Yeah, okay. 17 plus Arcana, 23.
17. It is definitely not a person. It is not a humanoid. It is right. Clearly a robot. It is like...
I mean, it's got two arms and two legs.
Yeah, it has three legs.
Oh, yeah. Didn't see that one. Luscious Light.
It is a robot.
Can I cast Hold Person at level 4?
Okay.
On three of the humans.
Do you have to be able to see them? What does the spell say?
Choose a humanoid that you can see within.
Then you cannot see.
Would slow have been like that?
Does slow say it's a humanoid creature you can see?
You can alter time around up to six creatures of your choice, and doesn't say anything about seeing.
Then it's a radius. So.
It sounds like a radius, yeah.
Yeah, it's like pick a point, boom.
Tom just like, I got denied my fun thing, so I'm going to dob Kim in. Oh, look, Kim was actually...
Kim was actually reading her in Stalmo.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, Quill?
I'll do a Beacon of Hope.
Okay.
Right. On there.
I'll let you finish that off, because I don't need to do anything for that.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'll do, and I'll run into the middle. That affects everybody.
Right. The foot soldiers who currently have quarter speed, yes?
Yes.
And they take 2d6. Will you roll it now? And it's cold damage, yes?
8.
8 to both.
Does that trigger my dichromancy?
It would have when you first cast it. Right. So who do you want to affect when you first cast it?
The assassin.
The assassin. How much damage would it have been?
That would be 8. It's a level 4 plus 4 charisma.
Yep, perfect. So the foot soldiers, you hear like these kind of cries, like, ah! And then you hear the kind of slogging of feet. So at quarter speed, would they know they'd be blinded inside of it?
So it's 7 feet, right, if it's average of 30.
Yeah, which we round down to 5, basically.
So it's 1 square.
So you get to move 1 square.
They can move 1 square. But I'm just trying to figure out if they would know where it ends. Let me make a quick intelligence check for them.
It's 25.
They're pretty dumb.
Sphere.
So he just moves forward 1. That's pretty much all they can do.
Okay, we'll just remember he's there.
He's like there, yeah. You can just hear these kind of like armored feet like trying to stub through because they're slowed physically and at the same time this thing is harming them all around their moment.
They can make wisdom saving throws
against
the
slow.
Of the turn.
Okay, at the end of the turn, they will.
But they also take acid
What's
damage.
The DC?
16.
One fails, one passes.
So
we'll say
soldiers.
Boy on the stairs has succeeded.
Are they both still in the light?
They are both still in it. Reflex save. Oh, dex save, sorry.
Minus two.
So one gets 16, one gets 4.
One passes, one fails.
Okay.
5.
Damn, so this half combo. We're just going to melt these dudes.
Well, there's a pretty chunky robot there.
They're already dead.
That's acid damage, yes?
Acid.
Okay, cool. Yeah, they literally do very little on their turn. After them, it then goes to... Johan.
Okay.
Where does the luscious light?
Who's our friend amongst this? Group?
So the luscious light 15, would be.
20, so it's like.
But then
this
it's.
This is a friend. Down this way.
So if you didn't want to hit that, it'd be 5, 10, 15, 20. It's 20-foot radius, here, right?
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20. Technically, you're hitting this guy.
Who's that guy?
That's one of the wolf pack.
Our friend is at the very back.
Yeah, you've got basically a ballista here, which is like firing here, and then the orb
of light.
So we're
on the very edge of it. Then.
Yeah,
that's all bad.
That's all bad.
All bad. Okie dokie.
But it's good. But it's bad.
Can I get maybe it's about where that guy is?
We'll be entering into.
I don't want to.
You move where you want to move, my dude.
Okay. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Yep.
30.
Okay, you are a 2d6 cold as he enters the sphere.
When you start your turn.
Okay, when you start the turn.
So if you end your turn.
So you enter, you're blinded at this point. You're like, you can't see it. There's this blinding bright light all around you.
There are also whips of orange light that like will hit you.
It was also difficult terrain, so I guess you just used pretty much all your movement.
So technically you'll be back here.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
You're kind of blinded as well.
I'm blinded?
Yes.
Pretty gruesome.
Okay.
Because it was Hunger of Hadar, but we've renamed it because that would be bad.
Yeah.
Do you want to take that back?
Do you want to retcon that?
No, I like where I'm at.
Okay.
Okay.
What I'm going to do.
I enjoy the pain.
Is my cloud in pretty much a straight line for these folk?
It could be in a line for, like, these three, or it could be in a line for these two.
I'll go with the three.
So bigger. He kind of, like, flies
bigger
up here.
Bigger is better. Okay. And I'm going to
So you see the cloud fly up, like, horizontally with the ship. Mm-hmm. This kind of cloud looms up, like, aligned with the the thing there. And is it going to...
Yes, and from the cloud, I'm going to shoot out a fifth-level lightning bolt.
Wait, you can cast it through the cloud?
Yeah.
That's the cloud amazing. Has its own lightning bolt. Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's well cool.
Fifth level.
Fifth level.
Yikes!
We don't have that.
I want the cloud.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty powerful.
Actually, right, so you don't see what happens, though, because it's happening within the orb of light. You hear...
Uh-oh. Did I just overcharge it?
Robot's happy. What's
is that your go?
No,
I took the... Mine's too, don't worry. Doesn't matter.
Did you figure out the damage?
I don't need to.
Fair enough.
I don't need to.
That wasn't the only thing you hit, though, right?
You hit three people in
a
line.
I did hit three people in a line, I think.
Yep. Okay. You didn't see what happened, guys.
I suppose that wouldn't have triggered my temporis magic, would it?
It doesn't. It's not you casting a spell.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to take a lot of that cold damage. That's fine.
So at the end of your turn, make your dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Do you not have your own spells?
That's definitely a fail.
Oh, Sentry, you should have gone before your hand.
That's
sorry.
A five.
Okay, that's right.
Five, so you're going to take some acid damage.
Full damage.
12 acid damage.
Oh, that's less than ideal.
Never roll that when hitting the enemies. Sentry, I missed you.
I'm going to move up this way just a little bit. Is that 30 feet? I can't quite see.
To where?
To this boy.
It would be difficult terrain, so as soon as you step into...
Not to move. I'm not going to move.
Oh, not to move. No. Yeah, then it's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Flame
You don't know where he is. Okay.
Please.
So DC 13. That is a pass.
Okay,
so
it's half damage. 10, 12,
17. 17, so half that to 16, 8.
8 damage.
Matt, you definitely hear like a... as this kind of lance of fire, you just target where you remember it being, and this beam of light disappears into Lucius's spell, and you hear like the creak and melting, bubbling sound of metal.
Nice.
I'm gonna try and get through a round, and then we'll take a break.
We're just assuming this thing is alive.
I'll take four damage from it.
Who knows?
It's good to fire.
We're just firing everything into this.
You hear?
It's like the Last Jedi.
Yeah, when they're firing at Luke, I think you've got him.
So that would be.
Well,
10,
hello.
15, 20.
20.
Hello there.
Woo!
My actual
life. The reaction goes off. It flies. You see these jet boosters in its feet as it launches out of the luscious light.
Awesome. Any like sparks lightning on it?
These pylons, these spines on its back are crackling with lightning.
Oops.
It lands. Ayla, the hammer comes down.
Okay, that was a 19 and a 15, so add 8 to both of those, and I'm pretty
that's
sure
that's
going
to be a hit. Yep.
Heal him with your lightning hammer.
Heal him. Can I make the choice not to make my aura affect him?
Yep.
I think I can
choose. Absolutely, you can do that.
So one will be 13 damage on the hammer, and one will be 9 damage on the hammer.
Okay. 22 points of damage. You hear the hammer kind of slamming into this thing, and you can see like metal denting and breaking, and it just kind of like spins around. It does not seem to be affected by the slow spell. It was one of the things that passed the saving throw.
Okay.
And yeah, on its turn, it then basically kind of looks around, designates Lucius as the creator of this kind of like spell, and it pummels him twice with its big meaty fist. You can see that big like metal fist is like glowing with like a violet energy that is being channeled by the pylons.
Can we do con saves for this as well?
18 to hit.
Yeah.
And then, that was a natural 2, so only a 9 to hit on the second one. So the first one, no.
Everyone's favourite, natural 2.
And then 3d6 force damage. So, Lucius, this is going to be 6, 10, 19 points of damage.
What's my con?
It will be constitution saving throw, and then the DC is going to be...
Oh, that's a 3.
Doesn't matter.
So it fails, it goes away. Lucius's luscious light blinks out of existence as the thing ends its turn there, basically. And it just kind of begins looking around. You see the luscious light spell fade, and the enemies become apparent once more. Of which, These two marksmen, no longer blinded, will move up. Still slowed.
Still slowed.
They will take one shot each. One shot, or in fact, probably both shots towards Johan, actually. That was their order.
Johan.
They only get one attack each. 18 to hit one from one.
That's a bit of hat.
And a 22 to hit from the other.
I think that might do it.
Yeah, it might do it.
I really
so 15 points of piercing damage as you are, one bullet comes flying in, and then 5 points, I rolled a one on the next damage roll.
Ooh, Jesus.
So these two bullets, bam, bam, you kind of throw yourself to one side, one scrapes along your arm, but the other kind of catches you in the shoulder, and you can see them like, trying to bring it back, but their speed is heavily lowered.
Oh, I just,
saving throw
I said that, yeah.
Thank you, Quinn.
Oh, should I just...
DC on it?
No.
But is
16.
Right.
One passes, one fails.
Yeah, but
so we'll say boy in the middle passed.
Yeah, one marksman and one villain still have...
Sweet.
Holy shit. Well, Warcast is so good.
It's really good, isn't it?
It's so good.
And then at the bottom of the initiative, the Storm Chaser itself, Araya will try and keep the ship on course, and it does. And then Penny and Lancian will take their two shots at the battle skiff. Penny's shot hits, it connects.
Yay, Penny!
She seems to be trying to target its helm as well. That's 11... Ooh, that is 20 points of damage, which is enough to beat its threshold. So you see this kind of big ballista bolt as Penny kind of like cranks it round, and she kind of has to almost arc it a little bit, so she kind of waits for it to move up, and then and you see a huge ballista bolt slam into the wheel, and the captain's desperately pulling it out so he can regain control, but the skiff slides its way around.
So it hits the damage threshold, right?
Yeah, it does. It does enough. Actually hit the mishap threshold as well.
Yeah, that's what I was asking about.
You've got the mishap table there, don't you?
That's a ship injury.
Is it a d20 roll? That is a 4.
Ethereum overload. The engine erupts in a magical flame and energy. Until repaired, any creatures in the engine room take 3d6 fire damage at the start of their turn, and the engine takes 5 points of damage.
So this actually, there is nobody in the engine room, so it affects everybody because it's only a small skiff. I just rolled 3 sixes on 3
sixes. Yes!
Wow. You rolled an 18 with the
Eidolon. That was a hell of a shot.
So you watch this shot. Not only did it like pierce into the thing, the captain's like, and he starts pulling it free. As he does, he looks down, and you see this gout of flame just erupt and cover the skiff. As he's like, as he begins throttling around.
What a shot.
Jesus.
And with that, we're going to take a break.
Let's take a break. Man, I want to come back to this burning ship. This
is easy. P for MVP is for Penny.
Penny MVP.
Getting a pay raise. MVP. Yep.